And of course, I'll be taking a nap in the afternoon so that I can watch them. And as I watch these movies, I will report back and tell you what I think of them, depending on which one I see when. So that was last week on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, my husband had his birthday. He turned 59, and it was so nice of Big Fatty to wish him a happy birthday on his show. I thought that was really, 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 really very nice. So thank you, Big Fatty. But that was when I ruled
the world. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So thank you, Big Fatty. I'll be taking a nap.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4686. BFO for Monday, the 26th of June, 2026. Y'all coming up on today. Say it with me. Y'all tell you all about my weekend and some news. Moneybags, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your moneybags, because y'all, I have the little show hosting over at the GoDaddy, and last time I did anything, I signed up for 5 years. Of hosting, and y'all, the time has come for me to renew, and y'all, so they sent me a renewal notice, and y'all, just to let you know, for 5 years of hosting the BFO, y'all, the tariff, if you will, is $1,019. So y'all, that's what, $204 a year. Now, y'all, when you look at it that way, that doesn't sound all that bad, but, then, to have the essential website backup, is $180 for 5 years. So what is that? $30 a year? No. $35 a year. And website security renewal for 1 year is $155. Yeah, y'all, I don't know what either one of those things are. But y'all, the essential website backup is only 5 gigabytes. Well, y'all, Big Fatty, I got lots more than 5 gigabytes of little show. So y'all, so the question is, is Big Fatty gonna keep doing this for 5 more years? Oh, Big Fatty, I think we all know the answer. We want to hear from you. I just finished talking to old Vader about all this. We just recorded the LFC, and so I mentioned it all to him. He's going to do a little research. But, y'all, the thing is, y'all, if I switch to some other service, y'all, I don't know how to do that. Y'all, the chances are it'll turn to shit if I do anything on it. Plus, I'll have to relearn how to do everything. And, y'all, it may be worth the $200 a year just to... for peace of mind, yes, Big Fatty, especially for Vader. that'll make people want to enter the number one fan contest to say thank you, and to go over and get on the ham map to say thank you, and call in with a voice letter, and y'all, you know. It is what it is. It is what it is. But I just wanted you to know that not only do I do this for love, but it's yes, Big Betty, it gets in your coin purse. Yes, it does get in my coin purse. Big Betty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today the 26th of January, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you should know from the opening clip, by the way, that was Archer. Do you remember Archer? Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, this is the time of year he always liked to make the predictions on the movies and everything. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, he was talking about this person at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I've never met this person face to face, but y'all, I've seen him on some Skype calls, and I've watched many a video of him turning his nose up at different flavors of Oreo. Of Oreos, y'all, proficient and talented cook, y'all. He was doing some videos of different Cajun items out there, and y'all, I don't know anyone who is keeping touch with him, but y'all, it is none other than Archer's husband, formerly the boyfriend, y'all, that's Warren. Big Betty, we love Archer's husband, the former, the boyfriend, Warren, we do indeed. So y'all, if you see Warren on any of the social medias, or if you touch base with him, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope he gets to go to Nora O'Donnell's husband's restaurant. That's Chef Jeff, and wish him a happy glass of wine and some nibbles. Big Betty.
Happy birthday!
The week is here, y'all. It is the final week for you to get your entry in to become the number one fan of the BFO for 20 and 26. Y'all, simple as pie. All you have to do is send an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined at bigfattyonline.com. Put number one fan in the subject line, and then in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all will take entries until this Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. There's a limit of one entry per person. Everyone is eligible except the Laughing Buddha. He'll be stepping down. And y'all, next week we'll read the entries and why people want to be the number one fan. And then at halftime of the Superb Owl, we'll announce the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO for 2026. Yes, Big Fatty! See, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fall Right little show. Y'all, before I forget, on Thursday, y'all, I got a card. Got a card in the mail. Y'all, it's from that Princess Hannah, but y'all, it's in a red envelope, so that tells me it may be a VD card. So I'm going to just set that aside until we get to VD week. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, when I was out on my, well, you know, regular routine on for right. I did all my walking and all that kind of stuff. And, y'all, but while I was out on my nipple walk, you know, I like to listen to the shows. And, y'all, I'm listening to the Big Gay Sex Show. You know, that's with that Matt Berlingame and Ouija. You know, I met them both out at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. And I think Larkin was part of them coming to that. Larkin's out there in the sack of tomatoes also, but or he was. I'm not sure. Larkin, are you still out there? Oh, Big Fatty, you've awakened him. Well, you know, that's good. but y'all, you know, Matt sent me that song a couple of weeks ago, and y'all, he played it. He played it at the end of the big gay sex show that got 8 years. Y'all, here's another little taste of it.
Big Fatty. Lights low. Door locked. Fat Acres. Special chair engaged.
Your youngest daughter, Nessa, thought it was a hoop because a man and his furniture. Anyway, but y'all, that was a nice surprise to hear that at the end of their little show. Y'all, now Thursday night, I did make my soup for right at Fatty's. I made the lemon chicken soup, and let's see what else. And y'all, I had bought. Well, anyway, so I made it Thursday evening, and then put it in the refrigerator. So you know, so the flavors sometimes with a U flavors meld, and. Anyway, I got up on Friday morning, took that out of the refrigerator and just let it return to room temperature. And, y'all, I spent, most of the day on Friday. Y'all, I'd covered my outdoor, faucets, when we went below freezing last week, and actually it was before it was while I was gone to the Madrona, and so y'all I uncovered them because y'all we had nice weather at over the weekend, and I know there are some of you going, you had nice weather, and y'all it went to 64 degrees. And, no, it didn't. Went to 54 degrees. It was supposed to go up into the 60s, but it only made it to 54 in Fat Acres on Sunday. But, y'all, I hooked up the irrigation system timer and everything and watered my in-ground plants. And I'll take them back off on Monday evening because we're going to be in for a string of nights where we're down in the 20s and only getting into the 40s during the day this coming week. And no precipitation, as they say. Well, we're supposed to get precipitation Sunday night and overnight into Monday, but we'll be well above the Jack Frost temperature where it would turn to yuck. And let's see, y'all, one other thing that I did, you know, I'm still doing recaps of each weekly show, but I don't publish those. I just do it for myself just to see what Gail and King come up with. And y'all, they continue to fuck it up. But, you know, that's the fun of it, is listening to them try to figure it all out. But y'all, I noticed not only can you do a little show with the mechanicals, y'all, you can also take the same information and click a button, and the two will have a debate over what they've learned about Big Fatty online. And, you know, one of them was saying that, you know, I was ending, I was like nearing end of life. Big Fatty, maybe you ought to rethink that renewal of the BFO. Well, and the other one says, no, he's just adjusting as life continues to be vibrant and all this. And then the other one was a critique, and they both critique the BFO, and you know, they're spot on. They said that if you're not in the know, so to speak, with the terminology and I believe they love the word lexicon. So if you don't know the big party terms, that excludes people. But y'all, I've said from the beginning, and y'all, it's exactly right. But I've said from the beginning, if you only listen to the BFO, for one episode, you'll never listen again. Yes, Big Fatty. But if you give it 2 weeks, I'm probably going to get a new listener. Yes, Big Fatty. And so it was just interesting to listen to those kinds of things. Y'all, Friday at Fatty's, it was just the Nip and Durwood and I. Granny was having a supper with his family. His sister and brother-in-law were in town, and so they were all getting together for supper. And Durwood wasn't eating, so it was just me and the Nip. Y'all, we had the lemon chicken soup, it served in Panera bread bowls that I cooked in the oven and got them all nice and crisp. And the soup was pretty good. And then we had a deconstructed wedge solid. And it was just, you know, iceberg, you know, the bagged iceberg. I think it's the American solid kit. And I added some extra radishes. And I had cooked up some Bafrin and then put blue cheese on there. And then I had the blue cheese dressing. Yeah, it was absolutely delicious. Delicious, I say. Y'all, Saturday, you know, I've done all my nipple walking and all, but y'all, I was a sloth. I was a sloth Saturday and Sunday. I did record the LFC with old Veda Sunday afternoon, but y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Buddy! Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I got to tell you, I have been getting so much good sleep. I don't know if it's because of the weather. You know, I crack the window at night, so I get the cool air coming in. But y'all, crank up that electric camisole. And y'all, I mean, every night here recently, I've been getting between 9.5 and 10 hours of sleep. Big Fatty, you're just getting prepared for the dirt nap. Well, maybe so. Y'all, speaking of the dirt nap, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer. And Archer, what do you think about the number one fan contest?
So thank you, Big Fatty. I'll be taking a nap.
You're not going to listen to the halftime show on February 8th? Yeah, no.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.